right, back to it. I'm just not playing well in the sandbox today. I'm all right with that. But just because you come on this program, don't expect me to just roll out the red carpet and roll over and say, hey, yeah, that's what I believe too. Don't bet on that. Come prepared, do your homework, make sure you're up for the challenge. And we appreciate that. Here, something from social media. As I sort through different things every day and the trending different things that are going on, a comment from one gentleman on Twitter and then the response from another and then mine. What sensible gun laws would have thwarted a person determined to kill and maim? You asked that question. I mean, we did have a guy who murdered four people, slashed them to death with a sword in Los Angeles a week ago. Of course, he got almost no coverage. Murdered four people with a sword. Same thing just happened in Sydney, Australia, a couple of days ago. Guy swinging a sword, killing people. And so these things happen if you're determined to kill. Look at the lorries hammering through the beach on French soil, killing dozens by taking the truck and roaring through the crowd. So what sensible gun laws would have thwarted a person determined to kill and maim? The response from another guy, well, I guess we could start by not having 200-round guns available for purchase. People can't buy bazookas or missiles. Why not reduce the capacity of civilian guns? First of all, his capacity is clearly limited. There is no such thing as a 200-round gun. All right? You can buy magazines, but here's something that the media doesn't tell you because they don't know. They're not well enough informed. We heard about the 100-round drums that were used on some of these guns recently in these mass killings. 100-round drums are notorious for doing one thing effectively, jamming. Many high-capacity magazines jam. They don't work right. The gun's stovepipe. Do you know what that means? It means the round gets caught in the action. It's sticking out of the side of the barrel like a stovepipe. All right? That's a simple enough explanation. And a lot of these high-capacity magazines jam. They don't work right. I don't own them for that reason. 10-round magazines or clips or whatever you'd like to refer to them as is fine. You know, I'm not going to get the technical. Well, this is a clip and this is a mag. It doesn't matter. For the average consumer that doesn't know guns, they're interchangeable in today's vernacular. So let's just go with it. Okay. And so if you have these high capacity magazines, chances are they're going to fail. But here's the bottom line. I had a couple of people at the gym ask me a year ago, why would you have an AR-15? Why would you want one of those things? Of course, they're both professors at Michigan State University. Neither one of them will talk to me anymore because I said, well, the fact of the matter is you can use them for a variety of things. In Texas, for example, in places where you have population problems with feral animals like hogs, an AR-15 is extremely effective. Hogs are fast as lightning. When you get a group together, you want to kill as many as possible because they do great damage to agricultural land. A group of hogs can destroy a 40-acre field overnight, destroying the farmer's entire effort. His crop is gone. His profit's gone. All he has is loss and destruction. An AR-15 can be very effective in that manner. Furthermore, if I want to defend my home, I'm sorry, but you're not going to dictate to me the manner in which I'm going to do that or the tools I'm going to use. That's not up to you. That is up to me. And if I determine the defense of my home or my property or my community is best served with an AR-15 and a certain amount of rounds and magazines or clips, then that will be up to me. You shall not determine the method and the tools I decide I need to protect my home and my family and my children and my wife, period. And that's where this conversation needs to arrive. There is a fast tracking for red flag laws, extreme protection orders. Expect that to happen on the federal level. I don't think that's the reason to abandon this president. It may be the only political solution he has. Because as each one of these mass killings occurs, even though it's a very small part of a fraction of what happens in this country every year, it is a high-profile event, and it continues to turn more people against gun ownership. And there might have to be a fallback position where you have another day to fight if you follow me. You might not like that, but the truth is the truth, and I'm here to give it to you. Red flag laws are likely. A ban on so-called assault weapons, possible. I don't know if it'll happen. Donald Trump banned bump stocks. Didn't affect me. I don't have a bump stock. I don't think it's a particularly good piece of equipment, so I don't think that's as important. But as we proceed, make no mistake, once red flag laws are in and they close the so-called gun show loophole, which is no such thing, but they say that, and so you have universal background checks, and you have red flag laws in place, and then you have another shooting because you have deranged people that have access to equipment that can do damaging things, whether it's an AK-47 or an AR-15 or an 18-wheeler that can plow through a crowd of people. People have access to equipment that can do great damage and bodily harm and murder. So after the next shooting, after those laws are in place, they'll demand something more and something more. So that's why you have to put a line somewhere that this is the absolute place we will not go. In Florida, they have the Baker laws. Baker acted. If you had more states that had the ability to bring people into custody, not arrest them, not put them on that permanent record, not have some mental health database like Andrew Cuomo suggests, which I think would be illegal anyway, but a way to at least take people and set them aside, Baker acted, maybe that's a way to go. It's all up for discussion. Again, send me a note, stevegruber.com. What are your thoughts? I'm not saying I support red flag laws. I'm saying they're coming. And a ban on semi-automatic so-called assault rifles is possible. I don't know how likely, but these things are coming. The anti-gun lobby never sleeps. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.